Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I swear to God.
Because you'd be grateful
giving me,
of my apartment.
You're giving me $50 if you've scraped that table.
I'll give you... some lube.
Are we rolling?
Some lube for that roller.
Are we rolling?
Y'all.
This is the show.
This is the show. Y'all, welcome.
Are we on?
What's happening, y'all? Poodle and I are filming for Intimate Portrait.
Yes.
And Poodle isn't like where the lamp is. Why don't you fix your shirt collar? You look like somebody's been putting their hand down your shirt.
Maybe they have.
Maybe they have. Fix it.
Oh, what
there
is,
you go.
What's wrong?
Y'all, this is happily
ever. Oh, I'm going to open it up.
Great.
Ooh.
Happily ever after.
Ooh,
and we just
better.
Lost half of our $15 tier.
Can't give you too much, though. You're already getting shoulders.
It's true. You're getting a lot of shoulders.
Speaking of shoulders, we got Shoulders McGee.
She's back in town.
This is Reality Gaze.
This is Reality Gaze.
This is hi.
It feels weird not using headphones, doesn't it?
It does.
But you know what?
It's like when you have sex without a condom.
Yeah, that was really weird for you. Going home. I'm
did
going
you put my
home.
Computer up here?
I did put your computer there.
In my house, I don't want you to put things places without showing me where they are.
It was sitting in front of my space
on the
coffee table.
I don't care.
Well, then put it in a place.
I noticed you were putting things in drawers.
But
this is not where you live.
But you don't
you
have.
You need to stop that
but
shit.
But you don't have places for things.
You know what?
You just throw them arbitrarily.
You know what you tell me?
And then
you can't
find them.
You know what you tell me?
What?
You're like, can you put this somewhere? Not I'm going to decide
and
where things go.
And then you'll look at me and say, I don't have time right now. I'm moving.
I just don't want
you to lose your keys.
I'm saying you don't decide where things go in my house.
Well, I'm saying then decide.
Okay, then give
make
it to
decisions.
Me.
We're not gonna make decisions.
We're not gonna do like I had to find stuff in little end tables, all kinds of little stupid shit. I'm like, why is this here? I'm like, oh, someone decided that's where they.
Did
wanted
you bring
it.
Those little organizing
nope,
trays?
Throw them away.
I'll buy you some more.
Throw them away.
It helped your end table a lot.
Happily ever after.
I'm going to buy. Oh, I can't wait to organize it. My house cleaner's coming next week.
Nope. Not going to
do
it.
Yeah, she is. Your bathroom looks like you had an orgy in there.
I got to still put my bathroom together.
Well, then maybe this will encourage you.
Can we talk about the show and you not noli grub me?
Maybe.
For hours?
30 minutes.
I know you need therapy from your father's cancer, but micromanaging me is not the way you're going
to
do it.
I just want you to have the best life, and I just worry.
And
I just want you
men don't control me, like Juliana says. Juliana. Juliana? That's Juliana.
Gosh, I miss those kids.
We're all over the place.
We're all
today.
Over the place. It's because Poodle had an iced tea and I had a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I feel like I'm putting on a show.
I don't see any lube anywhere.
Do we have any announcements?
Y'all, Pig Royalty is coming through.
The show's stars got wind that we like the show, and they've been coming at us, and they all want to be interviewed.
We don't have enough time, but yeah. We're going to get some. We've already got one with Tyler dropping, and we're going to interview Jody and Noreen and Cammie and Carrie.
The Reens.
So we're excited about that. Pig Royalty.
Cammie and Keely. You just said Carrie.
But I'm not good with names. I know their faces.
Understatement.
I know their faces.
Then let me handle that.
I do usually let you handle the names. If you notice, I let Poodle introduce everybody. I just call people Sugar.
I said, when we're going to say, we could be doing live shows, we're so happy to be here in... Take it, Poodle.
Now, you won't remember where we are. I'll have to do that.
Maybe.
But you can do the names.
I won't know what time zone we're in.
You'll say, we're so happy to be here in... St. Georgia, Florida. And I'd be like, we're in Tampa. He would go,
I think St. George is a place.
Whatever. It is. It's an island.
It is.
It's not a town in Florida, I don't think. If you're from St. George, Florida, we need to move on. If you're a coal miner in St. George, Florida, come at us. So anyway, those interviews, y'all.
I feel like I'm far away from you.
I like that. Pig Royalty.
As long as I'm in the shop.
Well, y'all, it's because if you're on the intimate portrait watching the video podcast right now, Poodle's over there, I'm over here, and in the middle is you.
And you're leaning aggressively toward me.
No, but in the middle, they're sitting with us on this couch right here.
And you're like in their face with your with your corn
hi,
chip breath.
Hi, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Pig Royalty finale drops Tuesday. So we've caught up.
I don't want it to end.
We've caught up, and we're going to be putting out our finale on our $8 tier on Wednesday. So our interviews will be on the free feed, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, with the Reens and...
Airwolves is coming by.
We got the window open.
Also, we announced this on a Patreon recently. And I think it's time to tell y'all. I mentioned it on Twitter. I mentioned it in the Sissy Squad. Poodle's doing Extreme Sisters.
I agreed to it, mostly because I've had so many people through DMs, tweets, skywriting.
I was shocked by the amount of people that came for you. People came for you a little bit about Smothered, but you, this was another level.
You plied me yesterday with pizza and vodka, and I was in a good place.
You felt good, and you agreed to do it.
And I agreed to do it, and today I'm having buyer's remorse.
Too late. You said yes on camera.
I know.
Or
I don't.
On video.
I'm not going to renege on it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it, and I'll have to take some. Dramamine, possibly. But you know what? I'll just say one thing to everyone who is making me do this show. You're all going to hell. We're all going to see each other there. It's disgusting. And you're all going to be worse people from it. So I hope you're all happy about it. So to this we've come, I guess. Let's do the show. Anyway, yes, we're doing it on our $8 Patreon. It's going to go right in that Pig Royalty slot.
Extreme Sisters normally comes on Sundays. We're not sure we're going to drop it yet. We've got a lot this week going on.
Yeah.
We're trying to... Y'all have shamed us about single life. We're trying to catch up on that.
We don't know when the last episode of that is.
We don't.
Although Sean Robinson says there's going to be a tell-all.
There is going to be a tell-all.
It's hard with stuff on an app and streaming because... You don't know because there's no real announcement until on the next on the season finale of.
And Matt Sharp never tells anything.
She's got secrets.
I bet their children don't even know their middle names until they're 25.
We also like to say we did a show last week with Kate Casey, a reality life with Kate Casey on Pig Royalty. She also had the executive producer Eric Evangelista on.
And Chris Farah leaving.
And Chris Farah leaving a very long voicemail.
A voicemail about Extreme Sisters. That's hilarious. So
it's all crossovers all the time.
It's just everybody's hand jobbing everybody.
And it's like the orgy where no one really has any fun.
I put my hand in here. I put my hand in there.
You leave and you're like, whose dick did I suck?
Boy.
And I can't even remember it. And I feel the only way I'm going to feel good about myself is to get McDonald's on the way home.
That is, boy, I have lived that life.
I know.
We all have. I hope you have too.
Any other announcements?
That's it. I don't think so. We do. Oh, if you're in the Sissy Squad, that's your private Facebook group. We love it. We have a new charity.
A new charity for the month of May, which is to basically help the country of India right now and the citizens of India who are handling the worst of the COVID-19 outbreak, pretty much of the world.
They are.
And it's called SEWA International. If you're in the Sissy Squad, you can donate there, SEWA, and they are helping especially with delivery of oxygen and just money on the ground. It's a hot top rated charity, and I think it's like Charity Watch or something like that. So it's all above board. We also have a sissy who pledged if we got $1,500, she would match it.
It's pretty cool.
So we're really excited about that.
Very excited.
Even if it's a dollar, you guys,
if you don't have it, we get it. But if you do, 8,000 people or 8,500 people now gave a dollar. Woo!
Yeah,
that's a lot of helping.
That's a lot of help. And so
helping,
like helping. I need a hanker for a help another cheese. I need a second helping, Mama. Can you give me some more scalloped potatoes out of the box?
We're giving them a helping of oxygen. They need it.
Yeah, it's just weird to use the word helping.
Well,
we're helping.
We're helping.
Anyway. I'm glad you made the pitch about the charity.
No, I'm just saying.
A ridiculous
way.
No,
I didn't mean to be ridiculous.
But yes, even if you're not in the Facebook group, you can go to SEWA International.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we'll put that link in the show notes.
I think that's it. That's it for the announcement. Oh, yeah. And the hickey on Poodle's neck went away.
It's gone.
That's why he's wearing a collared shirt, y'all.
I have been wearing collared shirts the last couple of days.
How is it?
It's good. It's good, right?
Now it just looks like a pimple.
Yeah, now it just looks like an age spot.
Boy.
That's festered.
How many hickeys I've had to look on this man.
I can't help that my neck attracts men. Yeah, it's like my neck is like a siren.
Well, someone
makes men crash on the rocks. They do something on it.
Makes me want to die. Y'all, speaking of somebody's neck, who's it's not going well for, it's Angela.
Angela Michael.
Y'all, let's talk about Angela. This is season 6, episode 2 of Happily Ever After, Indecent Proposal.
That's right. It's called Indecent Proposal. I know that's the name of a movie. I'm thinking it might be the
Tiffany?
proposal of Andre, and how they freaked out about Andre wanting $100,000.
Maybe.
Could that be it?
Maybe. Or maybe it's, no, because Tiffany and Ronald are already married.
No, everyone's already married. That's Happily Ever After.
That Ronald baby literally looks like a little person. A little Ronald with just a wig with bangs.
I know. Carly looks...
She's cute, but
Carly
looks
just like
his Ronald.
Big old potato head.
She's
just sitting on top of her tiny body.
She's adorable. She kind of looks like a real-life Cabbage Patch Kid with
blue
eyes.
She does look cute.
But in those blunt-cut bangs, looks like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
And her face is like this. Kind of angry the whole time.
How happy were you to see Daniel?
I was so happy.
My boy. I love him.
My boy.
I love that kid.
Not as happy to see Ronald. Or really. I'm kind of happy to see Tiffany.
Oh, I like Tiffany.
And then when they started talking to each other, I remembered how awful they are to one another.
They're awful to one another. But I have to say, Tiffany on social media, I kind of live for.
You know, she's great.
She comes for people, yeah. And I like
her.
Well,
she's great at the tell-alls, too. She doesn't take anyone's shit.
I think Tiffany would embrace her Shoulders McGee
You know what? I think she's been looking. She knows what she knows they're great looking.
She's got her cute little tattoos above her shirt.
Every outfit she had. You know, we should just talk about Tiffany now.
Tiffany and Ron. We'll talk about Angela later.
I'd much rather talk about Tiffany than Angela.
When you're right, you're right.
Yep.
And this time, you're almost right.
When you're a bitch, you're a bitch.
And this time, you're a bitch.
You know what I remembered, because they always do on Happily Ever After, they kind of give you a little bit of backstory if you didn't watch the original season.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Tiffany was definitely one of those women on I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
It's true.
Like, she's at the prom, gives birth in a toilet stall. That's not what happened to Tiffany, but the same thing. She knew she was a baby was coming, and it was like 10 minutes before she had Daniel.
And she said, which, by the way, y'all, you can watch now. They're getting you on Discovery Plus. This comes out on Friday, so you can watch it before Sunday.
On Discovery Plus, you can watch it. It comes out on midnight on Friday.
But I'm just reminding y'all, if you're in the Sissy Squad, we're not approving any posts until after it airs.
No, gotta be until it airs.
But if you're paying for it, watch it early, y'all.
Yep. Just shut your fucking mouth about it until
it
airs.
Do it on Saturday nights when your husband's watching a MacGyver movie that you don't give two shits about.
There's no
about.
MacGyver movies.
There's MacGruber.
MacGruber. Yeah.
I never really liked that sketch.
Oh, I thought it was funny, but it got old.
It got old. Yeah. So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Tiffany and Ronald.
But remember, y'all, it always hits me. She's like 28 years old.
She's very young.
28, 29.
And I have to say, she explained it more, you know, because I have a friend who ended up adopting a baby that was safe surrendered at a hospital because the woman went in and she was 17 years old and she didn't know that she was pregnant. And so I think for a lot of people, like Tiffany explained, she didn't really get very big. Mm-hmm. Some women don't. She was having her period every month. So I think people
And all
think,
of a sudden, they're like, you have a baby.
Yeah, because a lot of people are watching this at home. They're like, Carl,
how is it possible?
How could that idiot not know she was pregnant?
Because, y'all, when she had a baby.
When I had Timothy, Penelope, Timothy Ann, and then Pineapple, I knew.
That's a nickname. That's not the Christian name.
No, that's real name is Edgar.
Edgar.
They call him Pineapple because his head was huge. And it sprouted out up in hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm, looked like Carl.
It's a lot. It's a lot coming out of her vagina.
Okay. But still, I'm glad she said
they
that.
They were all natural births.
Yeah.
I think so.
Anyway.
Wish you would have been there, Carl. I missed you.
He's got his own shows to watch.
Shooter, you'll always be with mommy, won't you? Go get your bacon bittles.
Bacon vittles?
Bacon bittles.
Bacon. What is bacon vittles?
There's some treats that she gets at Dollar Tree.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Anyway.
I thought it was real or something.
Oh, I don't know.
So, y'all, she's a makeup artist. She's been doing makeup tutorials.
They're pretty popular. I mean, she's a pretty...
I'm sure.
She's a really fucking good makeup artist, I have to say.
And we see Carly, who's so cute. And she's like a year and a half
old. Cabbage Patch, yep.
Daniel is back. We love Daniel.
This is
one of our favorite children.
Tiffany's a great mom, you got to say. Which I think that's why Ronald's such a fucking loser, because she's such an over and above mom.
You know, I want to back up on that. The only judgment that's been made about Tiffany is, sure, I'm going to uproot my family and take my kids to South Africa.
That's what we had a really... Y'all, so we watched Tiffany on...
The Other Way.
The Other Way season, it was on our Patreon, right? Or was it a regular Other Way?
I can't remember.
But we watched that. We watched her go over. They've never been on 90 Day Fiancé yet.
No.
No, because he's never come over.
Yep.
So, wow, I forgot about that.
And we've seen them a little bit on like Quarantine Edition.
Were they on before or they were just
on
The Other Way?
I think they were on What Now, too.
But they were never on before the 90 Days.
No.
We should really do research. Yeah. But anyway, so yes.
I don't know. Maybe they were.
Maybe they were. I think they were on before. We remember nothing. Wait, they were because we did Before the 90 Days on our Patreon.
Yeah.
Talking about them.
So they were on the season one.
That's when we found out that she got pregnant.
Right. So they were on Before the 90 Days.
Then The Other Way.
Yeah. I think they were on like season 2.
Because Tiffany went over there to live.
Right.
In The Other Way.
Right.
And then she came back.
Right. Because she didn't want to give birth on the floor.
But yeah.
Gotta admit, that would have been the kicker for me,
That would have been a kicker for me, too. So,
well, the nurse didn't say that. She's like, we just can't guarantee you a bed.
And there did judge her for that, though.
And there are private hospitals, but they just could not afford them.
I think what we judged her for is we really didn't like that she was bringing Daniel over to South Africa.
That was the problem.
When she's already a single mom away from, he's close to his grandmother, because Tiffany's mom is
those were the choices that we had problems with.
But yes, that but I think now she's on the other side of it. So, which we're going to get into that. So, anyway, they applied for the CR1 visa 10 months ago.
Which is the spousal visa.
He's still in South Africa. They're waiting with COVID. It's kind of made things, she said, put through the ringer. She hasn't seen Ronald in 8 months.
Right. Also, so a little bit of background about Ronald. After the engagement, she discovered he had a gambling addiction and criminal past.
Yeah.
And that hit her like a ton of bricks, which is weird because Tiffany is like a planner to an extent. But sometimes, just like this, they decided she was going to have the baby. She's pregnant a second time.
Yeah.
And this is where condoms would have helped.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Spray and pray doesn't always
spray
help.
Spray and pray doesn't help.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe she was on birth control. I don't know.
That's true.
Maybe God wanted her to have that baby.
I don't think God wants anyone to have a baby.
He's done.
There are so many things.
God's looking down and saying, enough, everybody.
Like, we've done that. We've been doing that for so long.
I'm just bored with them all.
I know.
Anyway.
So they flew the blah blah. This is The Other Way season.
They flew over there, and that's when she was.
And then we saw a little bit of them like kind of fighting and talking. And then
haven't watched this before, Ronald went to an entreatment facility.
Yeah,
he's kind really been rehab, working on. He did have one relapse, I think, a little bit, but he's really been working on it. And it's been a while since he had a relapse, and I know that he's feeling much more confident. And when we saw the bit of the where are they now or what now or the quarantine edition.
Quarantine, yeah.
Y'all, that was brutal.
They were, well,
Tiffany
here's
was
the thing.
Over there still.
When they are together, you guys.
Oh.
And there's something about, and Ronald, maybe it's that type of Afrikaans culture, that kind of like Dutch, let's be honest, colonial culture. That he is so in that traditional male role, and anytime Tiffany just talks right back, she's not going to let you have anything. But he, first of all, he'll say something, and she's like, you won't talk that way to me. Because makes it worse.
Yes, and we have to remember, Tiffany's just been, Daniel's dad was out of the picture, and basically she told the dad I was pregnant, and he was like, I don't want to have anything to do with the kid. What a piece of shit. But she actually doesn't hold that against him. She's kind of like, that was his decision.
Right.
So she has raised Daniel without any input. I mean, I know her mom.
Right.
But so this, him trying to pull like, male, I'm the father kind of thing. She's like, I'm not used to that.
She, and it's just, I will say, even though there are cameras, they spew vile things at one another.
They do.
And it is
hard
to watch sometimes.
They do.
He, and to me, and it's worse for me just because I hate to see men screaming at women and saying awful things, but she gives it right back.
She does.
And which, to her credit, she doesn't like shut down or anything like that.
No.
Which to me would look be worse.
Yeah. Your eyes look so blue in that shirt.
Thank you.
I think it's that eyeshadow I made you wear. Y'all, sometimes we like to wear a little makeup, because why not?
Just a little.
It's Chanel. You
what do you think, Patreon member,
what do
in the
think
middle of the couch?
In the middle of the couch, an intimate portrait. You're wearing Chanel eyeshadow, actually. Oh,
only the best. Only the best.
Only the best.
Only the best.
But don't. So it seems like Tiffany, though. Do you feel like in this? This is the first time we've seen her this season. I feel like she's grown up a little bit more because she's.
She seems to. I think the optimism.
Although
that
she
Tiffany,
does better when she's not with him.
That is the truth.
When she That's gets with truth. Him,
when
kind
she's
of like,
with him. The world is all rosy.
And things she loses kind of her muster on things.
Yep.
Why do you think that is, Poodle?
His dick. It's a nice penis. Tiffany gets the girth train. Takes the girth train to South Africa.
Africa.
Wave to everybody, Tiffany. Gonna ride on the girth train. The girth train's going up. The girth train's going down. The girth train's up. The girth train's down. The girth train's up. The girth train's down. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. You came.
That's it, y'all. You get with that person and you get that dick. Y'all, because Ronald,
it's a girthy dick.
Ronald has a nice big dick.
It's uncut.
You don't have a head that big without a nice penis.
Yeah, it's a nice penis.
It's like,
I will tell you,
because Ronald's ancestors were going around grunting and clubbing people and killing them, and then fucking people with their big Neanderthal dick.
I will say, Ronald also, I can handle, like, you know, remember Amy's South African accent?
Yes.
And I can even handle St. John's.
St. John.
There's something about Ronald's that makes me want to, like, reach through the television and strangle him. His accent, I just want to, like, oh, it gives me hives. There's something about
it's
Jenny's big.
It's bad. It's not great. He does look better, but we're going to get to him.
Yeah.
He does look better. But right now, Tiffany, we find out Ronald's basically been for 8 months not emotionally or financially supportive at all. She says,
shocker.
Nothing. Now,
shocker.
Now, she says, and it's not only her responsibility. And she thinks she wants a divorce. Now, I wonder, and maybe we won't know this until all. Tiffany can be the queen of saying she wants something.
She has been that.
And then we find out she's never communicated that.
She right.
often wants someone to read her mind, which is not the case.
And she also will kind of let him buy with things.
I'm not saying she did that
to avoid a fight.
Yes.
And she lets things go until they're almost about to simmer over, and then she explodes. And we can imagine how Ronald handles that situation.
So I wondered if they've talked yet or no. We don't know. We do know that she goes to an attorney.
And who seems like a real lawyer. Christopher Roll.
Roll. Give me Paul D. Dolce. What happened to him? Golly.
With a Justin Bieber haircut. An 8-year-old with a beard. Paul D. Dolce, attorney at law.
In Sandusky, Ohio. Come at us if you went to Paul D. Dolce.
I think what I want to talk about here is she says to the lawyer, lately I feel like I'm the only one trying. And the lawyer's like, so what I'm hearing is you may need a counselor or a therapist.
You know, I wrote when this scene started, she started talking. I actually wrote, you need a therapist. Which, honestly, a lot of divorce lawyers and child advocate lawyers, they get this.
Yep.
And they, so.
Yep.
Because she worries that she's stuck in the marriage and she's doing all this on her own.
What's interesting is she says this, and this is the most perceptive thing she says. She said, I don't know if he was here, if things would be any different. If he would be trying to be the role of a father, I think we would be, or I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be indifferent when he gets here, if he's going to be wanting to do stuff for the baby. She always is, by the way. Tiffany's always about 3 weeks ahead of where she should be.
She's never
in the present.
But she does, and I get where Ronald's coming from. She takes everything bad from the past and not a lot of the good and carries that.
The past is the past.
The
past is the past.
She doesn't know. I don't know how to love him. That's Tiffany. What's the right key for that?
You're right. No, you're not. You're right. I don't know how to love him. Da 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 da.
But it's not I was wrong.
Do, do, do. I don't know how there it is. To love him. What to do, how he moves me. He's a man.
He's a man.
Just a man.
Just a man.
And I've had so many men before.
In so many ways.
He's just one more. That's a great song.
That is a good. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes. Sung by Mary Magdalene.
There we go.
You get the joke? She's had so many men.
Because she was
strumpet. A sex worker.
Yeah. And you know what? Jesus' best friend.
I like to see that. You know, there have been speculation that Mary Magdalene was actually Jesus' wife.
Yeah, hey, who knows?
Yeah, because it would have been strange.
Jesus was
for a man. For a man
old to not be married.
Exactly. It'd been very strange. Well, but Jesus was pretty singular, it seems like.
I'm sure, though, the church or people that wrote the Bible, I'm sure didn't change anything. I'm sure that exactly what Jesus did, they didn't change it for their means at all.
The Bible was written in the King James's English. That's what I use.
So she basically says
Jesus was blonde.
Tiffany feels blonde and blue-eyed. Tiffany feels she has no other choice than to get divorced. But the attorney said, you've got to kind of really figure that out before I can help you.
I like that separation of, yeah, I'm not really here to help you figure that out.
But he says, now, Tiffany does says, I would never take Carly away from him.
Yep.
Ever. And boy, I wonder if Ronald knew this or if he's seeing this for the first time when he watches this. It'll be interesting on the tell-all. But she says that she never would take Carly away from him, but the attorneys, that's what complicates this.
Yeah. International law and international divorce.
Y'all, unless
custody.
You want to be with somebody forever, wrap it up. Because once you have kids, it gets complicated.
Amen.
Complicated. Why you gotta go make things so complicated? You stuck it in me, sprayed me in the Gucci. Now I got a big old baby.
Frustrated. you know sprayed what? Me in the Gucci.
That's what I call it.
Wow. Anyway, so Tiffany basically says.
Sorry.
I like your romanticized version of conception. Sprayed me in the gooch. Like it's like,
hey, I get sprayed in the gooch. I enjoy it. Should we talk about Ronald now? So what do you want to do?
I was just going to say that Tiffany has come to the conclusion, I am no longer going to baby Ronald and kind of allow him to not put a lot into our relationship as much as I am.
So that's what Tiffany she says. Thinks she babies Ronald. And I think in a way she does. But what I think they both don't do at all, Tiffany doesn't communicate with Ronald, at least from what we see. She doesn't communicate with him at the beginning. She waits till like the 11th hour.
She waits till things are about to blow up.
That's what we see, at least on the show. Maybe she's been like telling him every month, like, can you help with money this month? And he's like, oh, I got to fix my bark and all this crap. But maybe.
No, that's a really bad South African accent.
Oh, that was great. South African.
That's Scottish.
South African.
South African, yes.
So let's jump into Ronald in South Africa.
Ronald is on a motorcycle, y'all, which I'll be honest, is hot.
You know what? This is the best Ronald. I will say, Ronald looks good.
It's the best he's looked. The glasses are kind of working for me.
Yes.
He's buying a stuffed elephant for Carly.
And then he tells this weird romantic story.
I was completely like blown away by this.
So
it's like when we went out for dinner,
I needed to fault.
She was looking so good, but she was an American girl, and I had to fart so terribly.
I was a gaseous clay.
I was playing Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
I needed to release it so bad, and then I let it out quite slowly.
No, he said, and then I got up and I walked like a stick man, and I was holding my butt cheeks.
And then I let go of my fart very slowly, and it felt like heaven. And then I liked Tiffany.
And then I loved her.
It was almost like it was a love story about his fart.
Kind of was. Tiffany. It was nothing to do with her at all.
It was the strangest story.
The fact that he had held a fart for like 30 minutes was the reason he loved her.
I'm seeing it so symbolic of his night with Tiffany was also about him. And anyway.
It's not good. So anyway, I just wrote, why are you telling this story? So, but Ronald's excited because they are coming in a month. And he's like, and we'll be back together as a family, as it should be.
As it should be. And I'm the man of the family.
But here's the deal. He drives his motorcycle. He goes and sees his friend Rowan. They're like, I guess they're working for money and they're painting. Is that
Yeah, I don't know if he's just helping his friend or he's doing that for contracting work or doing freelance. I don't know.
He tells Rowan, he says, no matter what I do, I will always be the bad man. She's using my past addiction.
The past is the past. The past is the past. The
past. A past addiction against me.
And remember, he says, you guys, he has, quote unquote, recovered from his gambling addiction. Always, we're putting a codicil out there that the philosophy of the rehab that he went to is to saying he is now cured of his gambling addiction.
It seems like that way. At least the way it presented it.
And that's the way it was.
Yeah.
And there are the mainstream of recovery programs, I think in this country especially, say you are always an addict and you are in recovery.
And he's been doing some odd jobs.
Just clarifying that.
Yes, he's been doing some odd jobs, but he said he's trying to do his best, but she gets frustrated and doesn't trust him, even though he's trying, doing his best. He's saying she's always doubting. And he's like, I hope she sees me as the man that she knows I can be for this family.
To me, it's a masculinity thing. It's all
it's a
about
lot of a masculinity
his kind of
thing.
Wounded masculinity.
But on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard does it look like to you that Ronald's trying?
Yeah, it's not.
I guess there's two different things. Maybe we see when it comes to his sobriety, when I say that sobriety as far as gambling, maybe that's a 10.
I think you're thinking of the way you're thinking of the American version of recovery. He's cured.
No. I'm saying no. Like on a scale of 1 to 10 for his recovery, that seems like a 10. It seems like he's doing well. He's not gambling, so that's great. And I feel like Ronald feels like, and I get it because he's sober or whatever that is for him. He feels like then I've done it. But then I look on the other end of like, so it's been 8 months. And you're just doing little painty odd jobs. You're not like, at this point, you could start thinking of getting into maybe some type of educational program, like learning a trade, learning a skill. Like, you're not doing anything like that to provide for your family.
I think he's...
That's like a 2 to me.
And this still goes back into people, if you're in active recovery, like Ronald... kind of is, but Ronald thinks he's cured, so he doesn't really have to continue to work on his life. He's kind of stuck where he is.
Yeah.
So I think it's all in the issue of what he can think to himself. Oh, I'm done with my addiction now. You continued. He doesn't have to work on himself anymore.
Or at least we hear people, at least in the AA model especially, but a lot of people, they're always working on the addiction and they're always working on bettering
always
themselves.
In recovery.
You know, like the people I know that call themselves addicts or have a relationship with addiction that are on the other side of it, they might be sober 10 years, but they're still curious and growing.
And I think that, to me, that's at the foundation of his problem. And I think also we've seen his parents and we've seen his family. They all like to kind of push things that are not so nice
under the rug.
Under the rug.
And
under the rug.
And so
under the rug.
Basically, you guys, unless Ronald is confronted by someone who he sees as an equal, like that guy who was in the rehab facility last time, he would do anything that guy said.
Because
but since
Tiffany
is a woman, it's a problem.
Yep. W-O-M-A-N, we'll say it again, she's not equal to Ronald. That's what we're saying. Speaking of, let's talk about when Tiffany and Ronald talk together. They have a Skype. Cutie Cabbage Patch is there. I mean, just like her daddy. She's there. Daniel's
there. And of course, Daniel is taking care of Carly because Daniel is a caretaker because he does that for his mother. And
Daniel is a caretaker.
Y'all.
Daniel's
going to grow up to be a nurse or a doctor.
I really hope he, because this is what Tiffany, I truly hope he grows up to be a good gay son. We don't know about his sexuality at all.
I don't even want to speculate.
But Tiffany needs that.
I'm just saying he's going to go into whatever he decides to do.
Or at least
is going to go into helping people.
He will.
Yeah.
He should at least do drag. Tiffany would be great. She would just go.
She'd be very supportive.
She would be the best mom to a. Or Carly. She would be the best mom to a
gay kid. And even
though
I think Ronald might have a problem with it at first, I think he would probably be supportive.
Tiffany would fucking march in the front of a pride parade.
You're right. You're right.
That's kind of what I love about
her.
Anyway.
Tiffany,
I just put a lot of my personal shit on you.
You did.
That's projecting. I wish my mother would have danced proper and do my drag makeup.
Wow. You would have been, with complete parental support, you would have been completely insufferable.
Oh, I would be.
You would have been absolutely awful.
I needed my parents to, yeah, I would. I would be so, like, uber confident.
Yes.
It would be disgusting.
You needed.
Wouldn't listen to anyone.
You needed someone to take you down a couple pegs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still there to do that for you.
Why am I sad? Y'all.
So they're talking over Skype or Zoom or whatever.
She sends the kids off.
South Africa. Poikin.
she sends the kids off and basically she says, so, Ronald, I canceled the ticket.
What? Huge explosion.
And she said,
why would you do something so stupid?
And she's basically like, it's not fair. And this is what I mean by the 11th hour, Tiffany.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of like,
it's not fair. I always have to pay. Instead of doing it in an impulse, maybe say, you know, next.
And maybe she's done this and we haven't seen it. Yeah. But go ahead.
Maybe follow through with it and saying, I've decided to, like Ronald says, I've decided that I don't have any more money. I'm going to need you to pay me back for half of this.
Yeah, because when Tiffany talked earlier, she never said anything like, I've tried to talk to Ronald about this before. Now, granted, I agree with her that if I had a baby with somebody and they lived inside, I would expect them to help out, to emotionally be there, to try to financially be there. I would expect it. But if it was like a month or two, and they hadn't sent me any money, I'd be like, honey, what's going on?
And I think that just pops out of her. However, canceling the tickets, and he even said this or something like it, she's basically shaming him and punished for him not making any money and punishing him for the same time and saying, now you don't get to see your family.
That's exactly what she's
and
doing.
And this is the worst thing you can do because Ronald's going to be resentful.
That's the worst thing. Because you know why? Because you know what this is all about?
Oh.
And we find this out. Sorry, y'all. Poodle dropped a pillow. Oh, golly.
Oh, I have a stack of pillows here.
Because all this is about. Oh, geez. Can you get yourself situated, please?
No. All right, I'm good now.
I'm glad you just disrupted the show.
Fine.
Completely waylaid us.
It's no different than a long Grove story that goes on for 5 minutes.
I don't think that's true at all.
You're right. That's the shortest they'll ever be.
You know what this is all about for Ronald? Ronald is still, this is a little bit jumping ahead, but it kind of, y'all, they end up fighting because She said, you haven't paid, because you're right. He takes a, said to him, you know, basically, you're not going to see your kids. She punishes him. And then we find out she's upset that he spent $3,000 to fix his bike, his
right.
motorcycle. Because he says, my money won't go as far there. That's not, I can't afford to work here and live right. in that country. She's like, I understand that, but you spent that much money. She's like, I don't expect a lot from you. But then what Ronald is really blown up, and basically he says things like to her. Ronald says things like to her. He says, like, I asked you to live here. And you left.
Right.
So he's still resentful that she left him.
Oh,
he doesn't, and you're right, as the whole man thing, he doesn't understand.
His,
I'm the man. I wanted to live here. You didn't want to live here. Yep. You should have done what I wanted to do.
They are.
And you left.
They are.
Because she left for good reasons.
They are a disaster.
They are
they're,
a disaster.
They're
if they
never
ever
gonna
work
be
out,
happy.
If they ever work out, then I'm gonna end up marrying a woman. I'll bet my penis
boy,
on that one.
That's like that's a real probability. That's like way, way
the
out there.
The girl that I marry will no, have to be
I wanna,
a man.
A man. Yeah.
A man.
Like, named Frank.
Yeah.
I think the other resentments are things like finances. She handles the money because he can't be trusted to handle the money.
None of this has to do with now.
No.
None of it. It's all past, past.
Depressed.
That's what they should have called this episode.
Instead of indecent proposals. What is it? Indecent?
Yes.
Am I making that up?
No, that's what it's called. Where Tiffany's basically saying, this is your chance to help. And Ronald's like, you only care about money. That's all the money. And she's like, Ronald, I've done everything. And then he comes back and says, you haven't done anything. Like, they go to this childish, like, if all or nothing, black
it's
or
so
white.
Awful.
Not, there is no, y'all, to get what you want when you're fighting with someone, You've got to validate something about their experience.
Yes.
They don't validate anything in each other.
Well, and it's also about about calling each telling the other that the other is
kids are playing outside, y'all.
Is kind of like lazy. There's also a the buzzword is Tiffany's basically telling Ronald that he's a loser.
He is.
And I agree. But then Ronald says, you don't do anything either, but that's coming from a very childlike place for him, because Ronald can't be a loser because his mother's always said, you're the best boy. You're not a loser. You're a winner, baby.
I really don't think Ronald is cured from his addiction, per se, because anybody who is
totally
working,
agree.
Anyone who is working on their addiction, would the first thing you recognize when is that we all have faults, but when you're working on addiction, and I don't care what program you're in,
yep.
you take responsibility for your actions.
Yep.
Ronald's not taking responsibility at all.
That's
for his
why,
own kids, let alone himself.
That's why, and you guys, if you've participated in other recovery programs where you can be cured, I know the big one here is Promises Malibu. There's like, the guy says, we used to be an addict. I'm not anymore. I totally agree. It's the fact that I'm cured. I went through something and I don't have any problems anymore.
I feel for a lot of sissies, because I know we have a lot of sissies that listen to this that are women, that are single mothers, that and some dads that don't have a mother, but a lot of them are moms that we talk about on the spot
right.
and stuff. So I imagine it's got to be very triggering for some
I'm
of them
sure.
to watch this.
That's all I've got.
That's
Should
all
we
I
take
got
a
to.
Commercial?
We're going to take a South African commercial and we'll be right back
You're
after
so
these.
You're so awful.
After these messages.
That's really bad. South African people are going to hate you.
Well, that's it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
We're back. Sound like Extreme Sisters. We're back.
Do the same thing.
It's got to be the same.
We're going to talk the same.
Same.
Would you like a drink of water?
Say what this says. It's the same
thing.
I want to go to the market. See? We think the same.
I want to suck your dick.
Dick. It's gross.
Y'all, Extreme Sisters coming at ya.
Whether you want to or not.
First two episodes are going to go on the free feed.
You need to listen and see this coming right week.
Because it came out last week on the Bi-Curious.
I'm aware.
So it'll drop this week, the two free feed episodes for everybody.
Okay.
Let's
talk about Angela, y'all.
Oh, and there's Angela. Oklahoma women with their hot gay boyfriend who's not gay, but his name's Denver.
Ooh, he is hot to me.
Ooh.
And the other little one the younger sister's
his
boyfriend.
His name's like
whose name Babel is Briar. Who seems gay to
us. Fix your mic condom. It's a little crooked. There you go.
Angela. She's getting her bling on. In the morning.
These poor doctors.
Got it all laid out for her.
You know what? This kind of triggered me. Not triggered me. People overuse that word. I related to this because...
You lay out your jewelry before surgery, too?
I do. Y'all, when my father, if a blonde nurse walks in the room, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
He's going to hit on her. And it's going to, this is in
That's
the middle
embarrassing.
Of middle of MD Anderson. It really is embarrassing. And I told my like, dad,
but
you
your
can't
mother
do this.
Was a brunette.
Yeah. I think my dad just likes blondes now to piss off my mom.
Because his second wife was blonde.
She was blonde. And then the third wife, she kind of had like, she actually had the same hairstyle as Bev.
Wow.
Melanie's sister, you know, from Melanie DeVart, which, by the way, y'all, we're covering Hey on our classless.
Hey!
On our classic 90 Day, hey. On our Patreon and Supercast, Realigates Extra. DeVar is shirtless.
He's shirtless a lot. It's hot.
And keeps talking about how he's a fuck machine.
I'm just a fuck machine.
And I don't fuck anybody but you.
Yeah, and she's like, he just wants it all the time. And this one's hard to handle.
I had to get up in the middle of our show.
It was sad.
Maybe. Anyway, so yes, Angela makes her doctors so uncomfortable.
And not just the doctor from Ghana
who is quite handsome.
As soon as he walked in,
I went, oh.
And a black guy who
and then he had a bit of an
African
accent.
And I'm like, oh no. Here we go. Oh, please shut your mouth.
Let me see your dick.
That's what she wanted to say.
Is it big?
She did.
Let's see your dick. Let's suck your dick.
But before that, y'all, so Angela
she's going to the surgery place. Did you know there were just like what I would call prop boobs all over this office?
It's a plastic surgery.
No, I'm talking about not like saline or silicone implants, like actual boobs. Like looks like plastic.
The boobs that were in a jar.
Yes.
Well, it's to show them what type of nipple they can make.
Oh, okay.
Because they can make a nipple. They have to make a whole nipple, I believe. Come out of plastic.
They look like child's toys.
Well, but they need to show them what size and shape and color of nipples they can make.
But those didn't look like the color of normal human nipples.
They did to me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Nipples are like the colors of Benetton. They're every color.
Let's see mine. No, I'm not going to take up my nipple. That's for the $50 level.
Which
we
no,
come up with it.
Which no one
which
subscribes
Which I don't think anyone
to.
Wants.
Yeah, no one wants. No one wants.
Men have prized my nipples in years past.
Stop it. There's bile. Stop it. So she arrives at the hotel. And
the clinic.
No, first she calls Michael that night, and she says...
I thought we were past that.
Oh, no, but I mean, he's still trying to convince her not to do it. And she's kind of like, with everything going on and he can't come here, why not work on myself? And I'm like, good, that's a good thing to do. And so then the next day she's headed to the... Y'all, I'm telling you, Angela got this for free or sponsored.
Oh, she definitely did.
She mentioned the term Dr. Krishana so many fucking times.
Doctor,
why did she just say Dr. Krishana, 813
Krishani,
North...
Krishani.
Krishani. Dr. Krishani, North Cannon Boulevard, 813 North Cannon Boulevard.
She did mention his name a lot.
So you can sure Google that.
And she has been already eating solid foods and smoking, y'all. She's already breaking the rules.
The day before the surgery. Now, he describes the surgery, and some of the sissies came at us. Thankfully, last week when we talked about stomach surgery, I said, I think this is right. I'm not an expert. Don't quote me on it. Thank God I said that, because I was wrong.
I didn't say anything about it. I didn't know.
Well, so before that, he explains his surgery. It's going to make her little stomach look like a banana. And then she goes to show kind of like her belly. She's like, yeah, I'm happy with this. And then Natasha, the nurse, says, are those cigarettes in your bra?
Are those cigarettes? And the doctor even says, yes, your boobs are a lot heavier because there are cigarettes in your bra.
And cigarettes in your bra. And then suddenly it becomes
like Anna Lotter.
It's that scene from Mary Poppins where Angela just pulls a lamp out of her breast. And everybody just stares in wonderment. And Natasha says, what else do you have in there? And she takes the cigarettes from her. And then this is where I want to pause for a second.
Okay.
Look, I know we live in LA. I know. So I don't mean this in a judgmental way. I just mean, Natasha looks like Goldie Hawn in Overboard.
She's waiting for
Kurt Russell to come fix her shoe cabinet.
She's got this weird bikini top on.
This is also
with a jacket.
She's a nurse, right?
I think she's a counselor. I'm sure she has medical
training,
though.
It's a very sex-positive outfit. But the necklace is behind her boobs.
It's a mess.
So it shows,
and the top is kind of this like textured
kind
thing.
Of belt, like just like a swimsuit top.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I didn't get it at all.
Feel professional. No one's wearing scrubs, and I don't know why. Scrubs are the most most comfortable thing to wear.
No, and that's the thing. She looks like she's about to go show Angela a condo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She looks like she's in Selling Sunset.
It does not seem like. Yeah. But also, there's something off because, like, her makeup is off. And, like, everything is like.
This is what I think. I think Natasha's. And when they say consultant, I think she's a PR manager.
You know what?
I think she's the one that got this whole thing for Angela for free.
I could see it.
Doesn't she look like an agent or a PR manager?
Yes.
But
not top tier level.
No.
Like two or three down.
Y'all, if you're a PR manager Angela gets pretty good press.
No, she does.
No, I can't argue with it.
But like she's handling reality TV people.
Natasha, we're available if you know.
We got to talk about that top, though.
We've got some PR. We'll go to see Dr. Krishana. I have a lot that I could just will poodle in and just put marks
Krishani.
On him. Whatever. Krishani. And say, could you fix this under his
eyes?
I'm tired of putting concealer on it.
You'd look like you had face tattoos when I was done.
Please.
Please. The doctor tells her she can't smoke because
the worst thing she can do.
It's bad for you. And
he explains
it. She's like, I need my coke and I need my smokes.
She's not going to get him. Now, then he also says, you're going to have a lot of loose skin. I'm going to bring another doctor to talk about it. And that's when they bring in.
Can we back up, though, before that? I want to, because I know you've had people in your family who've had a similar surgery. And I'm glad they said this, because a lot of times people think it's this magic bullet.
No, that you I told y'all it's not.
You can just get it and you lose all the weight. And she said, Angela, you have to start eating right. You have to start doing this. And it's so many people just don't do that part of it.
No, I don't even think my father, I don't even think they initially lost like the 20 pounds.
Really?
My brother had a different surgery. Because with this surgery, they like remove part of the stomach.
Yeah.
This is way more permanent. My brother had something where they just put a band around his stomach, and then actually he had another surgery, and while they were in there, they just took it off. Same thing with my dad. He had his removed fully.
Did they just get a 2-for-1?
Basically. They brought them all in
for
there.
For the punch card.
Dad and Darla, and all of them.
You get a free oil change at the end.
But none of them, you really have to stick with it. And for a lot of two of these people, before you can even get in to go see the doctor, a lot of times they won't, just to see how well you do, they won't let you have the surgery until you lose like 20 pounds.
I watch
my 600-pound life. I know.
I can't watch that show.
That doctor that's in there.
Oh, Dr. What's his name? Now? Dr. No?
He always seems upset, but he's actually a nice guy. But he just always kind of talks like very, very well.
I just can't
lost 7 pounds and I'm happy.
I just can't watch them talk to one another.
Can't watch
the 600
no, not the sisters.
Sisters,
not 1,000-pound sisters.
That's what you just said.
No, I said my 600-pound
life with Whitney.
That's what, not 600. What's the one where they
my Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Maybe they follow a person every episode. It's a different person.
Oh, I don't know that show.
I haven't seen the one with Whitney. I kind of love 1,000-pound sisters. We would never recap that show because it's triggering to me about food, and it is sad.
Yeah, it's very sad to me.
They're like extreme sisters sad.
Yeah. The way they talk to one another and the way they talk about food. Yeah.
You know what? That show triggers me too, because, and maybe it does for you too, I just grew up with a lot of women like that.
I know
a lot of like uneducated, poor people from the South that just don't know better, and they're trying, but it feels exploitive to me.
It is the inheritance of poverty that made that colored their ways of thinking about food. Yeah. Even though they might not be living in poverty, they're either parents or they're like one generation removed from it.
And there you go. We just...
Carl, fuck! God damn it! I can't watch that show anymore because my day's ruined
it. I'm like, watch anything you want, y'all. But if you don't like something...
It's just too real for me.
If you don't like something, don't watch it. I don't like Extreme Sisters, but I've been forced into doing it.
One sissy said, well, I guess I'll return my Batman costume.
Or the one who said she was going to chase me around in a Batman costume, and I'll be outside my tree like a cicada. You don't have to be outside my tree. So anyway, go ahead and talk about the doctor, the skin surgeon, the plastic surgeon who comes in, Dr. O'Bain.
He's a very handsome man.
Hot. Doctor.
He's a hot guy. I'll give it to him. And he kind of has that same, but even more.
And his shirt is like, kind of looks a little African, the style of it, with the open, like Michael wears.
And he talks like, it's not that, but you can, you know, Angel explains that their countries are right close to each other.
Right.
So the way he speaks, even as his kind of.
It's very, turned her on.
It's very low and kind of.
And his name is Michael.
And his name is, y'all.
She was rooting her tutor
the entire time. It was like the Hoover Dam down there, wet. Wet and kind of musky because it's hot in Vegas.
And full of freshwater fish.
It's true.
Am I ever going to get out of here, Dan?
Anyway, so he comes in basically and says, but this is a, she, he walked, and she's like, boy, you smell good.
Oh, y'all, these are
too handsome to be my doctor.
These are things you don't say to your doctor.
And then he says, well, we need to examine you. I haven't had someone touch my breast in 6 months. Woo-hoo!
I was cringing.
I was cringing because this doctor is just trying to be professional.
Yeah. It's so weird because, like, whenever I'm having anything, like, even done And I feel a little bit uncomfortable. The last thing I'm going to do is say, whoo, cold hands.
It's very hard for me not to flirt with our eye doctor because he's that gorgeous.
No, and you're shameless.
I'm not shameless.
You really are.
It's really bad. I just want to make people feel comfortable.
No, when you're turned on, it's actually really cringy and a little bit sad.
What?
I've been meaning to bring it up to you.
I don't do that at all.
Yeah. You guys would see footage and go, wow, someone's trying too hard.
Our eye doctor is
unbelievably
gorgeous.
He is
absolutely gorgeous. Like, I kind of freeze up and let him, like,
do anything you want. You freeze up and be quiet, and I do. I just talk a little too much.
You talk a little too much, and then you say things that are inappropriate.
I do not.
Yeah.
Like what have I said?
Oh, I hope your baby looks just like you. Your handsome eyes and your perfect nose. You'd say things like that.
So Angela's talking to the doctor.
I just read you for filth, and you know it's true. You know
what? Angela's talking to the doctor, and she's hitting on him. He's obviously uncomfortable. She's taking out her boobs. Then Angela said, "You're going to remember these."
I know. Y'all, the thing is, if you're looking at boobs all day, you're not going to remember it. And the ones you do remember, those are the bad ones. Yeah, it's like you remember the horror stories.
Also, too, look, I understand if you feel uncomfortable at the doctor. Like, I've got a physical next week. I'm going to have to drop trousers. You're going to have to examine my balls and all that kind of stuff.
But the thing is, you just have to tell yourself that is just normal.
That
it's
is
okay
normal
if they're
for
sticking
them.
Their finger up your butt. And then sometimes they turn the lights down. And, you know, and you hear like soft jazz being played. That's all normal, right?
We need to talk about you switching doctors.
I got
to
get a new doctor. I knew something was wrong.
I keep telling you.
But then they ask me who their baby is. Who's my baby?
Who's you want this seed?
Oh!
That's what. Now look, but I understand, like, I'll make a joke with my doctor about it, but nothing that's hitting on them joke.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Or like.
I just want them to do what they need to do.
Yeah, it's like.
I'm just getting through it.
Yeah.
But. I think for Angela, she's just uncomfortable. So the way she always does things where she's uncomfortable is and humor.
I've got to give to Angela.
Inappropriate jokes.
Last episode, she stepped on a scale. This episode, she on television.
Showed her boobs.
But not only showed her boobs, but had a man that she was thought was attractive sit and critique her body and about her fat and her skin. That's a brave fuck. Say what you want about Angela. That's brave.
I will say one thing about her, about this, that not everyone would do. She is actively taking responsibility for her health at 54 years old.
I applaud her for it.
And yes, she does want to look hot, but she has like new. She now knows that she's not going to be around forever.
But I'm just going to say, y'all. This, honestly, I think has nothing to do with her being hot. She uses that to be a laugh excuse, so it's not too serious. This has to do
with
her
for
mother just died for cancer.
Ding, 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 ding,
and
ding.
She's
ding.
Like, I've got to get my fucking life in order, or that's going to be me too. And I know that because I felt that way watching my father go through it. It just makes you take into account your health, your life, your choices, everything.
I wonder if he felt that way when his father was passing. Wait, his father left.
Yeah. No. When my own dad died, I said, I'll come out for the funeral. Why do you want to see that piece of shit? I'm
exactly.
barely going to go.
But that tells you a lot. That tells you about your relationship with your own mortality.
Yes.
That those things go follow you way down the line, guys. And if you don't talk to someone about them or get it out or decide how you want to feel about it, guess what?
Something I've learned is that child trauma becomes lifelong trauma if you don't learn to process it and deal with it.
Right.
It never goes away, but you need to learn how to deal with it.
Right. And I got to say, she's taking steps for her health.
She is. Yeah. I hope this inspires other women in this same situation. Because I know we joke and say Angela's getting this for free or whatever. But whether you get this surgery for free or not, and I know not everybody can afford this, it still takes whether you're riding on a Peloton every day or you're going to a weight loss.
Right. Whether
it takes fucking work.
It takes a lot of work, and it takes restructuring of your life and your style. Because I've been saying I've done Noom, and y'all, I backslide all the time. But you have to re-examine all of your habits all of your thoughts around food. And maybe it's just like working out. Maybe it's Peloton. Maybe it's that. But to make the effort and to stay with it takes a lot of work. And if you are doing that, if you are like saying, I'm just not losing weight, but I am making habits, you need reward yourself. Give yourself a fucking huge pat on the back for that.
And when we say reward, it doesn't have to be a hot fudge shake from Brahms. Not that I've ever done that.
I was going to say, maybe, you know what? Maybe find another reward that's not all food-based.
Y'all, by the way,
buy yourself something nice.
If you need a group support, I have to say, it's not associated per se with us, but you know, we have our Sissy Squad, but we have many subgroups of the Sissy Squad.
Accountability.
We just have group. Even like a Sissy Nintendo gaming group.
I could not
Isn't
see.
Isn't that incredible?
I could not see that when yes. she sent it to me.
That's amazing to me. But we have our Sissy Squad
accountability group.
That's a subgroup. We have our sissies. We have sober sissies.
Sober sissies.
That's a great group. We have a caretaking.
Sissies who love Drag Race.
Yes, we have a sissies caretaking group. I'm actually in that group. And so that's been helpful for me. Yeah. So anyway, if you are trying to be healthier and you need accountability, check out the Sissy Squad
Accountability Group.
It's not ran by us. The rules are not us.
Right.
If
we're not in there.
If you're pissed off at someone in the group or something, we probably should be. We're not in it. So we're not. Jackie's not running it.
Nope. But accountability is a great word for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have them listed in our newsletter, don't we?
We should.
Subscribe to our newsletter too, y'all. It comes out once a month.
That you can do that. You can do that on our website, I believe, right?
Do it on our website. It's in the show notes.
Show notes too.
Okay.
And then
so Angela Natasha. Natasha's in there with her bikini
right.
top.
I also want to say that she. I wrote down. Wow, I forgot. You can when she's talking about getting surgery and what Michael's going to think, and I said, oh, I forget how hurt Angela is inside, and she's actually aware. She's like, you know, I get anxiety all the time, and I'm all okay on the outside and laughing on the inside, but I'm really hurt on the inside.
She says that. I mean, it's like, and bless her heart, she has to be uncomfortable. I mean, for big-chested women like that too, her bra straps are cutting into her shoulders. Apparently, I guess there can be complications from that. Like that fucking. And then
she needs to go to Libby Ray.
And the doctor that she does. And the Molly fit her for a bra. And then the doctor even says so too, because he says yes, because she says my husband's not going to like this. And he's, I guess that's a thing. He says yes, African men love big-breasted women,
right?
But
and not high, like popped
but can
up.
Can you
like,
imagine? Can you imagine what it's like to give Angela a back massage? Probably how tight her back is. I hurt like for her shoulders.
Yeah,
she's gonna
because she's very round shouldered because of her.
I hope boobs. She feels so much better.
Yeah, I mean she's taking steps. I mean, my wish is that when she gets help for her outside. And that she'll talk to a therapist and maybe she can handle some of her anger problems and how she talks to Michael and other things about their relationship. I don't have a ton of hope for that, but I honestly do think the appearance has to come first.
For Angela, you think?
Mm-hmm.
For some people it does.
Yep.
For some people it does. So, and maybe she has been working, we just haven't seen, but Godspeed to her. It's going to be, it's parts of it.
I wish you the best. If you've seen Summer House reunion, I wish her the best.
No, you don't.
Wish her a perfectly adequate life.
I hate it when people say that.
It's my favorite moment in that tell-all.
Lindsay was so good on that. Oh. Y'all, there's one more episode of Summer House reunion. Oh. It wasn't a bad reunion. It wasn't great. It was actually kind of better than the show.
They did a good job about... The reason why it was better than the show is we don't have to see them working. We just... Because it's we need to see them...
Don't have to hear Danielle talking about the QED report. Gah. So, y'all, there is one more episode of Summer House. So,
yeah.
That is... And so... And there's one more episode of Pig Royalty. For our sissies that are on the Patreon tier at the $8 tier, we know... Pig Royalty's going away, so that will be replaced with Extreme Sisters.
And if you're grossed out by Extreme Sisters, I see you.
He sees you. One well,
and
Lalo's coming back in June.
And Lalo's coming back in June. You can just fast forward through a lot of the ones because I kind of don't mind the Patrice and Patrika. Patrix and Patrika.
You mean the 50-year-old women shaving each other's armpits?
No,
not weird at all.
I'm mostly horrified, but I kind of love the idea they love Disney and they can't wait to go to Orlando.
Yes. Because
there's going to be more. There's been more to our song about Orlando.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, I forgot about the Orlando song.
Right.
So yeah, and there's the
Orlando.
There's a two sisters from Oklahoma that
share
the same bed with her husband.
You know, wait, they all kind of make me sick. Never mind.
And then there's
the twins are really
the twins
bad.
Are the worst. There's also who else is there?
We haven't seen anyone but three.
I think
there's a set of twins that's married to another set of twins that
I think,
all dress
and
alike.
They look cuckoo kaboo, and we're seeing them this week. And we see later they're fighting a lot. Like it's gonna be. But yeah, those are the blondes. Then there's the brunettes.
I just felt a shiver down my spine.
Then there's the sisters that are...
They've got... They
and
look
one,
fucked up.
They're dependent, codependent, and then one gets a boyfriend, and the other one flips out.
Yeah. They look pretty fucked up. So it looks like they're five.
It's going to be good.
They're five sister couples.
Someone said... Someone, a sissy tweet, she said, couldn't you have just recapped season one of Smothered?
Yeah,
you know,
we probably should have done that.
They wanted to do Smother instead of this.
We're going to go back and do that season.
We'll do it sometimes when there's nothing. There's just good TV right now, y'all.
That's the thing, y'all. TV is... We're living in the golden age. Yeah. And
you said age, like
age.
You almost whistled.
Age. Hiding in closet.
God, I love Heidi in closet. I'm pissed off.
I'm feeling blessed and highly favored.
I'm feeling pissed off that All Stars is going to be on Paramount Plus.
Paramount? Who watches Paramount?
Well, it was CBS All Access, and now it's Paramount Plus.
Oh, it's changed?
Yeah, it's changed, yeah.
So wait, I have that. So I have Paramount.
I guess we have it. Because we have CBS All Access. Who knew?
Life just got more interesting.
I guess we get Paramount Plus now.
Does Paramount own CBS?
Who gives a shit about any of this? Paramount Plus. Who cares? Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
You can go to realitygazepodcast.com.
Next time we're doing Kalani and Asuelu.
Yep.
We're doing
Libby and Andre.
Libby and Andre, which was long.
Ooh, Libby has posted that her father has changed his haircut.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Doesn't look like
from
Phantom
the
of the
dumb
Opera.
Dumb that had fallen on the ground.
Yes, with a little lint on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, Dada has changed his hair. Just making sure everyone's okay.
Just making sure. So, Libby and Andre, Kalani and Asuelu, we're going to be talking about, who else is on? Oh, we're going to get a little bit of, we didn't get any Jovian Yard this week.
Next week.
We're going to be, who else was on this episode?
On the show?
God, I can't even remember.
Mike and Natalie have a very disappointing segment. I'm to the point, y'all, where every time they come on, I go, ugh.
I'm over them as well.
Well, it's interesting. I don't want to talk about it too much, but every time it starts off kind of good, and I'm like, okay, so which one of them is going to ruin it? It's because every single episode, they ruin whatever rapport they establish.
Yeah.
And which one is going to do it?
Yep.
And I hate that.
I just hate Mike. I'm just done with it. I am excited for them to go to Oklahoma because Natalie's going to be...
Right.
Like, did you see him talking, listing all
I wish
those,
your friends did not send you pictures of their boobs.
And did you see him talking about all those starchy foods and Natalie was just going...
Yes! She was just spiraling.
Anyway, we can't get into that now. We'll get into it next week, y'all. Hey, go to Apple Podcast and leave a 5-star review. We appreciate that. They restructured everything in Apple Podcast now. Like everybody's, so it's like they made it harder now or something. Like we did have a 5-point, now it's a 4.8, which is fine. Like that, other podcasts
I don't care.
Too. But so if you just want to help us out, give us 5 stars. We appreciate it.
5 stars and say, if you don't know what to write, say,
keep going, Queens. The Apple Podcast app actually is better. They did a better job organizing. It's still not great, but it's better. There's just we need to look into this, but there's subscriptions coming to Apple, like Spotify. I don't understand.
They're trying to get in on Spotify.
I just want to let everybody know, any of that bullshit is not affecting
us. No.
We're
still going to be found on every
platform.
We're on
every platform.
Mostly because no one's made us an offer.
Exactly. No one's made us an offer. You can. Spotify doesn't know who he is.
I mean, if...
Actually,
If picklefinder.net made us an offer, we'd say yes.
You know, actually, we did get a text from someone named DeAndra, and I asked who is this with. She said she's with Sam Goody Music. So apparently they want us on
They're still around.
SamGoodyMusic.net wants us on their premium app.
It's us and Carrot Top. I'm sure his show's great.
I'm sure it's perfect.
I wonder how you do prop comedy on a podcast.
I don't know.
I'm sure he'll find a way.
He'll find a way. So
genius.
Leave a 5-star review. You can find Poodle and I on Cameo. We're doing cameos left and right.
Get and your Civil up War and down.
Letter. Nothing says Happy Mother's Day, y'all, like a Civil War letter to your mother.
Especially because Mother's Day wasn't around yet.
Dearest mother, I am here in Savannah. The weather is hot, but my love for you is cold.
I don't like the way you do my accent. My dearest Beauregard. Y'all, there's props involved.
There's a wig. There's a lot. It's a lot of work.
There's a music. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
You should charge more for those.
But my reward is art. My reward is my art.
It's funny that you think it's art.
It's not.
All right, everybody. Last but not least, be sure to jump into the Sissy Squad, our Facebook group. We have fun in there.
We have fun in there.
And subscribe to our newsletter. We keep forgetting to put it up because we hadn't been doing it. But Sissy Andrea really has jumped on our podcast. Our newsletter. We're putting that out every month. We have a little section called Poodle Proclamations and Maddie's Musing that is exclusively content
just
our newsletter.
Just on the newsletter.
It's free to subscribe. Again, we send it once a month.
You're going to know what's going on in the Sissy Squad. You're going to know what's going on on our regular feed. You're going to know what's going on our Patreon.
That's where you can get the
upcoming live shows.
If you want to donate to the charity, we should start putting that link in there. So when we do have live shows, all of that will be covered in there. That actually will be, when we do have live shows, that'll be the number
one
resource to get that information. So, y'all, that's it. We appreciate you so much. We call these people Lonely Hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely, lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you have been churning and yearning and burning and burning till it died,
call us.
It's been in my head for days.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your
caboose. Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more.
And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.